the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we've been talking about Halloween since it's only one day away. By tomorrow night, this place will be crawling with little ghosts, witches, and monsters.
And I am looking forward to seeing all those little monsters, but I'll tell you something I won't be doing tomorrow. I will not be watching scary movies. I know some people love horror movies and think it's so fun to be scared out of their minds, but I just can't do it. Can you?
No, it's really not my thing either. They all look too real. I can barely watch the movie previews for a scary movie, so I know watching the whole thing would freak me out for a few days.
Well, I learned this lesson the hard way. As a child of the 80s, I watched the movie Nightmare on Elm Street,
yes,
which was about Freddy Krueger attacking people in their dreams. And I remember that as soon as the movie was over, I thought to myself, well, that's it. I'll never sleep again. How am I going to keep myself awake for the next 50 years?
I actually saw that one too, and I thought the same thing, and I still think about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Even the sight of one of those white hockey masks that Jason wore in Friday the 13th,
yes,
that's enough to put me into a tailspin. If your kids are dressing up in a hockey mask tomorrow night, please skip my house when you're trick-or-treating because I will be too scared to open the front door.
I'm right there with you. I will open the door for the cute costumes, but I'm not handing over a Snickers bar to Freddy Krueger.
Nope. If you'd like a list of mom-approved scary movies that aren't too extreme, check out our homepage today at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.